Hey, everybody. Before the episode starts, we wanted to talk to you a little more personally because we have some things to address and discuss. So the episodes you're about to see, we filmed them a few days before the George Floyd incident. And so if you're wondering why we don't address it, because it hadn't happened yet.
Yeah, at the time, our biggest priority, as you'll see, was the pandemic.
And we're still in it, but the country is kind of reopening. It's a lot of crazy shit going on.
And another thing, Angel and I realized, too, that just posting a video without any mention of George Floyd and the whole movement that's happening right now would be kind of irresponsible of us and go against what this whole show stands for, which is a time capsule.
Exactly. And so before we even say any words, you know, we wanted to set the record straight on how we feel and what our, I guess, stances on all this are. I just want to say, fuck all the police out there in the world.
Forever and ever.
That is the biggest, like, thing for in my life. Like, my hatred for law enforcement and authority figures and shit is just, like, boiled over. Like, it's just, it's not even funny. It's not a joke anymore. It's just, like, dude, fuck them all. Yeah. And so we wanted to, you know, use our platform to redirect people to resources and other things. Like, before we even say anything, like, I hope everyone is doing what they can, you know, signing all the petitions they can, donating what they can. Peaceful protests are still happening around the country, even though the media is not showing you that shit, because police aren't beating the shit out of people anymore. So the media is like, nah, I'm good. What's happening over here? So then we're in the middle of it, and we don't know. I don't see an end to this anytime soon, because shit, I don't want to get into details, but shit's getting worse. But you can eat Applebee's now again, so
listen, everyone, we're still in the middle of this shit, regardless of how many dining rooms that are opening, so just be safe. In this episode, I think it's funny that one of our whole points is like, we do this for entertainment, you gotta understand. It's like, yeah, it's also entertainment, but we also recognize we have a responsibility as just friends, people of the community, members, you know, to just be like, hey, don't let people say, call you a pussy for wearing a mask. Wear that shit. Don't be afraid if you fucking sanitize it. It's fine.
If you think the pandemic's fake, fuck you.
Dude, like, right now is not the time to give in to somebody's peer pressure. Right now we're talking about your life or a little bit of embarrassment. So shout out to the people that are fucking peacefully protesting and or just fucking protesting in general. This is huge for all of us.
We need to all come together, fucking donate to the bail bonds, mm-hmm. fucking funds that people are creating for the homies that are getting arrested.
We're going to have a special Black Lives Matter, all the links to either help the family of George Floyd or bail bonds or whatever.
Or literally everything that's going on. Like, there's so much shit happening every day that there's something to do every day. We're going to get through this together.
Yep.
And so
we got each other. Because what did we say all season? Even when we lose, we win.
We're all in it. It's all of us. So
we got this.
Let's get through this.
It does feel weird to, like, promote an episode and everything, but we just wanted to wrap the season strong for everybody. And, you know, just so we can honestly put our attention to the things that are important right now. The sooner we get these things out and just wrap up the season, which is what we get to do today, the more we can just start putting our attention to things that are really affecting us at the moment. So please do your part. Thank you for listening, and thank you for showing love and support, as always.
Exactly. We'll see you on the other side, I guess.
Enjoy the last episode of Level 2.
Bye.
Yeah, fuck it.
Make yourself comfortable, Oscar. You can turn on the fan too. Okay, ready? And clap. 1, 2, 3. That's good.
Was that a vibration?
No, yeah. Okay. Just ignore it. Well, welcome back to players to another entry, the final mm-hmm. entry in level two.
The final one. You know, I feel like this season has ended like three different times.
It's like Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. Yeah. There's multiple endings, well, but dude, this is the final one.
That's a good reference, Chris.
Thank you.
Very on brand.
Thank you.
So we are here today to officially put a cap on our season, our level two, as we like to call it. We've had some ups, we've had some downs. We had a big celebration called Border Bash towards the end of 2019.
Yeah, very successful.
We looked to the future. We were so, had such high hopes for this year. And suddenly things took a dark turn. But you know what? Things happen for a reason, as you know that the Ustlers like to do. What are you doing?
I'm itching, stop. Just go. I'm itchy. Sorry, just go.
I can't talk while you're like wrestling next to me.
Okay, fine, sorry. Can I get the Wi-Fi?
Quick, buzz.
Rolling.
Chris, why don't
Dude, that felt scripted.
Oh my god. I'm a little distracted.
It's okay. It's the homie.
Alright, I'm gonna get through it. I will survive through Oscars. You You're fucking clickety clacking, dude. You're clickety clacking and he's not stopping.
Welcome back, everybody. Sorry about the itchiness. We're full steam ahead now.
Yeah, we're back. We're locked. We're loaded, and we're ready to take this shit seriously. Finally, after two seasons of the podcast, we're ready to be professionals.
It needs to be illustrated to kind of set the scene of where we are in our lives right now, because this is what this show is about. What the three of us are doing right now, recording this in this tight room all together, even though we're wearing masks, technically, is a pretty big deal at this time. Like, this is alarming to some people.
Yeah. People are like, what the hell you guys are doing? You guys should be on Zoom. You guys are definitely not 6 feet apart.
It's a weird time to be living in right now, but this is beyond level two. Level two's over. This is the new reality, and it's strange for the good and the bad, and it's weird. But I was even telling you and Justin when this shit happened, because I was saying like, I obviously didn't want this pandemic to happen, but I was just thinking,
are
like
you sure.
I don't know. When I said genocide, I don't know what kind of too
many white people talking about movies. Too many white people in general.
Genocide.
No. Oh no. 2 years later, and we're finally feeling the ramifications of our favorite statement here on the podcast. But okay. So let's just assume you didn't want this to happen.
No, we didn't. Hang on. Let me find my train of thought again.
You were talking to Justin.
Yeah, it just felt like we were all going one way in our life, and it just felt like we were doing the same thing over, you know, shows, Coachella, this show again, this.
Movie.
Movies, you know, and it just felt like it was just that over and over, and now that it's broken, now that it's like, oh shit, what is real anymore, at the very least, I'll just say it's kind of refreshing. It's an interesting way. I've been saying it's like we're living Westerns. We look like fucking Western characters. This is so bizarre. You know, we look like some Cowboy Bebop shit.
It does feel like some Wild Wild West stuff. I like that you said about plans. Like, I know for me, I definitely saw life after graduation a lot differently, you know? So that's a big, that's a fine, that's a... this is a big moment in my life, at least. I fucking finished school, finally. You know? I am an officially...
You did it. Good job. I can't believe it. I'm proud of you.
I have officially graduated. I started this we started this podcast and I had just moved into Northridge.
It was halfway into the first season when you were starting to move into CSUN. And I remember it was kind of a thing where like, okay, are we going to even do this anymore?
Yeah, it's like, dude, we just started and now do we have to break up? But we kept it going.
Look at us now.
And we fucking did it. So
pretty great.
Saying goodbye.
You've been good to me.
Not really. It's been pretty stressful.
Kids, a message for the future. Only go to school if you can go for free or if they pay you to go. Paying for this shit? Not about it. I mean, I paid a little. I have to pay back like a few $1,000 in student loans. But overall, I could have taught this shit myself if I had the, what's the word, discipline. So if you can fucking spend hours on YouTube researching shit, do that instead. Because these teachers, man, not that smart. I'm going to say it. And these students, even stupider. I hated almost every single classmate I had. Shout out every classmate that had me. Every fucking coworker that I had here at CSUN. I kind of hated all of you. Final last words as a fucking college student. Fucking smoke up, boys!
Why we wanted to have this kind of epilogue-ish type of episode, because, like, season two has ended, and the future is kind of uncertain, and so we wanted to take this time to kind of look back at what we imagined, or the things we had planned on doing. Did we succeed? Did we surpass our goals? You know, what did we accomplish? Our favorite moments of you know, level two. Talking about our accomplishments. I just mentioned that I graduated. Chris has his own fucking kind of graduation culmination that he just did.
Yeah, I mean, I just put out my first album, finally, Young Poppy.
You did it. Good job. So inspirational. I can't believe it. I'm proud of you.
I didn't really talk about it much on the on season two. That's just because it didn't feel necessary. We were just, you know, the podcast was his own thing. Mm-hmm. Now I have that. And so it's weird. I just put it out. It had its whole like delayed release too, but classic. Now that it's out, yeah, exactly. What's new? Now that it's out, it's weird. Cause now I'm starting to kind of feel like the trinklings of just like excitement. That's all I can say. I mean, I'm just very excited for the future. I don't want to try to predict or like hype myself up either. I'm just very happy that we made something and that it exists now.
In true Us Podcast fashion, it feels like we're doing the thing where it's kind of like, I don't know if we're ready to do something, but I'm just going to do it anyway. Because fuck it, why not? I'm going to regret not doing it. So even if I fall on my face, at least I can say I tried it. And thankfully, we haven't fallen on our face, really. We've kind of just, I wouldn't say we knock it out of the park every time, but at least we fucking, you know, do what we set out to do, usually. And on that note, I think we're going to reflect. So, at the end of season one, Quesorama, true Us Podcast fans will know that we set some goals for ourselves. That's right. We wanted to speak things into existence and say, this is what I want for myself in this next year, and I will achieve it. So let's take a quick look back at what we said exactly we would achieve.
Whoa!
We wanted to set up some goals for ourselves in the next year. Me, personally, I want to make this web series about marijuana called The High Concept.
And that's going
to
happen.
I'm fucking speaking it into existence right now.
Fuck yeah.
If in 6 months I don't fucking make it, I'm going to be pissed off at myself. So I'm future angel, make that shit.
So I said that I wanted to make the web series a High Concept. That did not happen. A big X over my fucking face.
I love that you see it that way. For me, it was just like, oh, that's too bad. And then for Angel's like,
to me, it's just like, it's just like, that's all I hear when I did it. It's like, you thought. But in retrospect, me and Chris talked about this earlier. I enjoy the fact that I didn't, not that I enjoy the fact. I like the fact that I didn't make the web series because the High Concept is currently going through its own little metamorphosis.
Yeah, metamorphosis is the word I was saying.
And I literally wrote some pages of it today, and it's becoming this really cool, very Cheers-inspired sitcom about a weed dispensary, and it's so much fucking fun to write, and I'm having a lot of fun with it because I'm forcing myself to kind of break certain rules and kind of, I want to stop thinking about how do I make this into a show that I've seen and instead be like, what if I make something different, you know? And so it's hitting a lot of like artistic points that I really enjoy. And so I'm having a lot of fun with this new version of it. And it's feeling more than ever that it's taking the shape that it's always supposed to, you know?
That's what it's all about.
So even though I failed, It's for a good reason.
Okay.
One of my goals, we're going to make another feature film next year. Bad Labor was just the tip of the iceberg. We're making another movie. And whether it's a solo movie that I do or this Southeast LA anthology series that Angel and I are planning, we're making another movie next year. That shit's going to be tight.
Let me do the honors. Chris obviously did not make another movie this year.
Did not happen. But as I was explaining to Angel, in return, what we did get to make was an awesome, action-packed second season where get to collab with Oscar Moore. And I was even thinking, like, me and Oscar, like, a bunch of times when we would shoot this season, we'd just be talking about the next movie we wanted, because we've never worked on a movie together, DP wise, and so we were just like, dude, for the next movie, we just fucking spitballing ideas, and it's cool. It was kind of nice to like just do some like documentary esque work with him beforehand, and then just kind of get a feel for each other. And now we're just like, it's like we're just ready like to jump in bed, so to speak.
Yeah,
you know,
this was like testing the waters. I can personally say from my experience, like, Chris put a lot of like energy in planning like the setups for the things. I'm just a talent over here. Really, I'm just like whatever you say goes. But Oscar and Chris really were the visual aspect of season two of level two. And so like, yeah, like you're saying, you just channeled that energy into something else. So,
and honestly, much more worthwhile. Again, like, just like your project, the project that I wanted to make anyway evolved and just became something different. So it's all really for the better. And everything comes at its own time. And I don't think I would have been able to. And it was not only just that, it was like, I think it's really hard to try to like pull anything more out of you when you're already fucking spearheading a whole season of a podcast show and then also like doing an album. It's just like, it's like after a while, it's like, I don't want to write a movie right now. That seems like it's just going to distract me. It's like, I don't have any juice for it. I'm using it all.
This year, I really learned the meaning of like being creatively drained. You know, like, didn't think that was really possible until I, like, spent hours writing. And then I felt tired even though I was just sitting on a chair, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, boy, that's tough. I'm a burp. Classic Angel. Classic Angel move.
Oh, shit, dude.
Dude,
burps.
You haven't heard a burp in a long time.
That's really gross right now, you know. Like, back then it was cute.
That's true. You know, dude, back then it was cute. Now it's just like, dude, thanks for just fucking contaminating my entire microphone.
You know
that
can fucking kill people? That's fucking disgusting.
Oh, shit, dude. What a world we live in.
I don't know who, but I'm going to make another music video in this 6 months.
Hey.
I just haven't found the artist to do it with yet.
Fuck
I'm going to fucking make another one because the first one was so much fucking fun to make. I'm going to make another one. In 6 months, I'll have another one either released, probably not, shot, probably yes.
I said I wanted to shoot another music video, which I did.
We did,
yes. Me, Chris, even Oscar was in there, too.
Oscar was involved as well for
that one. It was his big collaborative music video that, at the time of this release, has not been released yet. I fucking covered my ass a year ago by saying,
I'll have another one either released, probably not, shot, probably yes.
He knows how to go.
Shout out, Angel from a year ago. You knew what's up. And so, goal achieved. Good job.
Nice.
Oh, also, Instant Crush is coming out next year.
Woohoo!
It was supposed to come out Christmas, but Me Too wants to push it to Valentine for a Valentine's Day release.
So another win.
Boom, boom.
Instant Crush did come out the following year.
In Valentine's Day?
Yeah, Valentine's Day. That's when they started dropping.
And we did a whole episode about Instant Crush.
But Reflection.
Yeah.
Rose,
she's back. Get over here, my love. How are you?
Stepping on the mics.
Oh, it's okay.
She always looks depressed.
But for folks who don't want to watch that video because, for, I don't know, they don't have an hour and a half. I think that's how long the video is.
Yeah, they don't have 2 hours and 20 minutes to spare.
Yeah, like, dude, what the fuck? It's like the episode about the show is longer than the actual show.
Yeah, you can watch Stranger Things, but not my podcast? Okay, whatever.
Dude, that's fucked up. But if you can put the release of Instant Crush in like a few sentences, what would it be?
I think as I've been reflecting even too, just like with this album release, releases are just stressful because they never go the way you want. And you're always stressful is the answer to your question. But I use that experience from when I was dealing with Instant Crush for this one I'm going through right now, and it's nice to know that at least with everyone you kind of learn what to expect, and then when something doesn't go your way, as it most likely won't, it's just like, okay, that's fine, and you just learn to just like, okay, it's time to move on, and then just trust that it's just gonna come out. Because a friend called me over the phone when like my release was fucking up, and pretty much what I said is like, ultimately at the end of the day I just want the work out. Because, you know, whenever I listen to some of my favorite songs, I don't think, dude, this song fucking slaps harder because the guy dropped it the day precisely he said he was going to fucking drop it. It's like, no, it's like, it just exists. I'm like, at the end of the day, as long as it's out.
Nah, dude, you release it a week late. That shit's not hot no
yeah,
more.
Yeah, it's just whack.
Fucked up.
But yeah.
A fucking win.
Yeah. So hell there yeah. We go. Instant Crush is out and it's all goody.
Go watch everything about it. And then come back and finish this episode.
I thought this shit was interesting. Did he say something? Did he say something to you?
Hello, welcome back to this episode.
Thanks for watching my whole series.
Yeah, thanks for watching all of our filmographies. It's cool that we each did three. The last thing I wanted to speak into existence, which I thought was the most far-fetched thing, was like,
I'll have somehow started like a more concrete group of creatives that actually have a name that me and Chris are kind of talking about calling Nuevo Hollywood.
Nuevo Hollywood. Yeah, dude, we haven't talked about that.
So another win.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hell yeah.
Dude, we just missed one.
Yeah, exactly. I called it, and we did, dude. We've had like three official meetings right now.
We're at four, and are about to have our fifth.
Yeah, and about to have our fifth meeting. Hoo, hoo, hoo. And it's, I don't want to talk about it yet because I want it to be surrounded in mystery. Just know that the Latino Illuminati exists.
Yeah, and it's us.
And it's us. Yes. So suck on that, Hollywood. We beat you to it, dogs.
That's the funniest shit, dude. If 14-year-old me saw me do this right now, he would fucking cry. He would cry.
Another instance of time traveling Chris coming into the wrong time and being like, Illuminati bitch! You're like, no!
I'm trying to be too loud, but that's fucking hilarious.
I know. I was like,
No, not because of that. I just don't want to, like, I'm... For this next season, I want to limit my peekings, so I'm trying to be very NPR.
Yes, series 1 and 2, we're gonna call it, were like the fucking anything goes.
Yeah, I'm going to crack my.
No, dude, literally the first episode, the first season, I go. You remember? But now
we're a lot calmer, a lot wiser.
Because I realize podcasts, you know, it's just about listening, kicking back, and tuning in. So I figure why not just keep that same spirit alive. But anyway, back to the goals.
Yeah, the final goal, which you touched on a little bit, was your final speaking into existence.
Album. Disco album.
Chris literally said,
by the time our 6 months are up and by the time we're doing us podcast again, I will have already made an album and pursue my career as like a musician.
Whoa,
I'm going to make music.
Music. In 6 months. Chris
it's going to be a disco album.
It's going to be a disco album for sure.
And I was certain.
Why? Why were you so sure it was going to be a disco album at that time?
Dude, I even say it. I'm like, fucking like ABBA. Like, fucking. I was just into, like, I mean, I still am fucking into ABBA. But at the time when I was thinking about potential musical direction, I thought, well, this is what I'm into. So this is the direction I'd like to go. But I think because of the lack of, I guess, skill on the instruments that I, or at least limited skill that I have, I just kind of had to start from the bottom and then just make songs that, like, I just heard in my head. I'm like, all right, let's see what's the closest I can make to it. And that's kind of how the album was just built. So it didn't become a disco album. Maybe one day in the future. I still love disco, but...
Album achieved.
Album achieved. A little late, but, you know, I did work on it.
2 out of 3 goals achieved for me and Chris. I think that's a pretty good score.
It's not bad. Angel, what was your favorite memory of this season?
Well, I would... It's hard because I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's the most recent one, obviously, would be Border Bash. Like, Border Bash was so fucking special in... Even when looking back, like, rewatching the episode, like, takes me back to that moment of being in this room with all these amazing musicians, just back-to-back talking to them. And they're all like, people like us, dude. Like, that was the most important thing to me. It wasn't me talking to some musician and feeling this, like, distance. It was, like, talking to the homies that were, like, doing dope shit, and it felt... I don't know, man. It felt like a big moment in our lives, you know? And
it was.
And so that will always hold a special place in my heart because it's like we pulled that shit off with the help of Sarah Neal and so many other people involved. But we pulled it off, you know? And
yeah, it felt really. Would have just been some fucking... We would have just been doing drugs 24 hours on a live stream otherwise. Exactly.
And instead, we helped raise money for a very good cause.
You're welcome. And all before a pandemic, which I feel great about.
Fuck yes. So, dude, not only did we get dope bands, we got some great-ass fucking... quotes in the interview, some amazing things were said, money was raised, beer was drank. It was just such a good time, and like I think it was like a very like what's the word I'm looking for it was like a legit moment. I was like, damn, we are the Us Podcast, dude. We were up there being hosts. It was dope, dude. I felt so cool. That's another favorite. I felt cool. You know, like, I was like, we were color coordinated, you in red, me in blue. It just felt, it was a cool night. It felt like the culmination of a lot of hard work. So, that one, that's mine.
Awesome. Yeah, man. I mean, this was just a season where we just did a bunch, we met a bunch of people, you know, like, it's crazy, like, you know, from, like, randomly meeting a guy like Sneaky, and then he just ends up opening my album and shit.
Dude, that is right. Good morning, Southeast Los Angeles.
Dude, like, this podcast really is just, like, I feel like life is just, you know, big collage, and, like, this podcast is just, like, us just, like, capturing just, like, a piece in time. And I guess if I had to pick a favorite moment, you know what? Right now, again, it's not, I guess, a quick answer, a favorite, I think will always be just me arm wrestling with Chris Hall. I just want to see how much more legendary and like weirder that image of me and her will get. Like, I want to see her at the Grammys or at some, or just being a big superstar, and just knowing there always exists where there was a video where she is like fucking beating this guy, you know?
Literally fucking boom.
That's just hilarious. That's a funny visual. But as far as a favorite moment and something that I really miss, I miss Latin Kings. The Latin Kings boys.
Oh,
dude.
How did I forget?
Dude, like, that was Christmas time. We were blazing it. We walked to the fucking 7-Eleven right before, got our schnickies.
We were rolling deep that day.
All together. No social distance to be had. It was just us.
A Saturday for the boys, dude. It was real good.
We slept over like the night before. It was hilarious.
Abel got a ticket.
Roll the video.
Paige, this is all you.
This is like, the fuck.
Like that fool said, I'll move in the morning. I'm like, okay.
Sorry, Abe.
I agree. You know, I've really softened up on Latin Kings because now every time I think about it, I'm reminded of all the good times I had with all the great people watching it, you know? And so even though that movie looks like a piece of shit, it's the source of a lot of really good memories and a lot of really good times. Hell so yeah. Whoop-de-doo. I like fucking Latin Kings. Yay. Now, I guess.
Dude, anything's possible now.
That is the message of Level 2. Anything is possible. You know, let's keep it real. Me and Chris brag a lot. And a lot of that is just because we're showy, braggy people, you know? Like, and we think it's funny to be this, like, douchebag character. That's just like, we're the best. Like, that shit is funny because... It is. Because, you know, like, I like that. That's one of my favorite things about hip-hop culture is that everyone thinks they're the best. Everyone thinks they're the dopest, the richest, the coolest, the baddest. And it's like, I'm pretty sure they don't they do it because that's kind of like the role they have to play, you know? Like, why are you in it if you're not going to be the best?
Yeah.
And so it's like, I like that we just kind of like, we the best music. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Because if you know us in real life, you know we're not like that. Yes. Like, we don't go around being like, we're the fucking best.
Like, fuck your movie.
Yeah. But when we're on camera, it's nice to play this role of super confident, we the best, don't fuck with us, stay out of our way type of people.
Because, like, dude, like, everything's an evolution. Like, I was telling you, you brought it up in the podcast, like, Chris, when Bad Labor was first coming out, like, you were swearing up and down that it was, like, the greatest movie ever made and stuff. Yeah. And I explained to you, I'm like, yeah, well, at the time, I kind of needed to have that, like, bravado to kind of keep me motivated to want to finish the thing and, like, see it through. And it's funny, like, it started off as that, but now I just like saying it because it's fucking funny. Like, it's just, mm-hmm. It's funny, and it feeds into, like, this persona.
I want people to remember Chris put his Bad Labor on his top 10 list of 2018.
As number 5, you know. That was fair.
To be fair, it was number 5. But yeah, see, that's funny.
It is.
He just said, fuck you to every other movie except 4 of them. and so like, I don't know, I think it's cool that you can, like, you acknowledge that.
And
it's
nobody,
like,
else is, so why the fuck not us?
Exactly. If no one else is doing it, why the fuck not us?
It's weird. At first it started off as like, oh wow, these are like sensitive guys talking about their
feelings,
you know, being honest, being genuine.
Talking about schools that raise it right for you.
And now it's like, and I want you to share, and we can keep it anonymous, the story that you just told me about someone that denied something. But I like that the image of us now is that, like, we're unpredictable in that, like, you don't know what we're going to say, is funny to me.
Yeah. Like, again, if you knew us in real life, we're not really like that. Like, we're just like a fucking goofy guys. But for some reason, when we get behind these mics, man, we just let loose. I think it's the environment we create. It's just like this. Just say whatever the fuck. Say what you're feeling, dude. Yeah. Like, don't even think about.
I mean, that part we're not like pussyfooting around. Like, we do want to keep it real on all fronts, and that's why we try to enforce that. But as far as like the whole, you know. I think, like, the exaggeration of our point is just so we can just because it's like, I don't know, just to me, like, no one else is doing that. And it's
It feels like we're being put, and this isn't bad or good, but right. It just feels like we're being turned into those guys that are fucking buck wild and are unpredictable, and they say some shit. What did the text say that?
Yeah, it was just like, so a homie, he we're talking about podcasts, and he's just like, yo, man, he's like, y'all podcast is wild. He's like, you guys don't hold back. I love it.
Yeah, you don't. Fucking A. And that's not the first time I've heard that. Like, another fellow podcaster was just like, we were talking about potentially doing like a crossover episode and shit. And he's just like, you guys are a little too wild for me on that podcast, man. Like, I don't know. Which, to be fair, like, it's funny. I'm not mad because, look, I've talked shit to Ava DuVernay on this fucking podcast. I've talked shit to Sylvester Stallone. We've talked shit to George Lopez. Oh, my. You've talked shit to George Lopez. We step on some toes here on the Us Podcast.
And that's because we can.
Yeah.
At the moment, that's because we can.
Mm-hmm. Because we're 20-somethings, and we have nothing to lose.
We're a big deal in our heads.
Yeah, it's like, we're the best up here.
But really, like, in the grand scheme of things, we're still up and coming like the rest of us. We're no better than all the other great artists that are up and coming in solo. This is just part of the show. You guys, what do you think we do this for? Like, just because, like, just for nothing? It's for entertainment. We're fucking entertainers.
When you see this shit on the DVD extras, dude, you're welcome.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're giving you DVD extras.
And honestly, like, to me, I'd rather have a record of us two being as real as fuck as we can and being raw and honest with our opinions before we become a part of the machine. Because that was another thing me and Angie were talking about. Like, one day, it's just going to happen.
It's inevitable, man.
One day, we're going to be so connected. Our friends are just going to be making all these movies. We're just gonna be like, yeah, we just can't say publicly, like, that shit anymore. Okay. At least not in this format, because because they're gonna be our friends. We have to tell them directly. And there's a great episode of hashtag Black AF, the Netflix show, episode 5, that perfectly encapsulates kind of the mindset that we should all be in. Like, why shouldn't we be policing our own work? Why shouldn't we be holding ourselves to a higher standard? And again, that's kind of one of the new missions of the podcast, is just to kind of like, just be more aware of the Latino media and the representation that we have out there.
Yeah, man. It's through these 2 years now of making the podcast, like, a thing that's shifted is kind of, you might disagree with this or not, but like, me and Chris and others have kind of taken it upon ourselves to kind of fix the fucking problems that we see in Latino media that we don't agree with, man.
At least in our circle. And when I say at least in our circle, I literally mean the circle of our friends. I don't care about anybody else. Not in a mean way, but like, I'm not interested in anybody else's trajectory as a filmmaker but the circle. And when we refer to, like, we're changing this landscape, like, easy. Like, it's supposed to sound extreme, but we're just talking about our thing. And if it influences, then it influences. But we're just talking about our own shit. We will only ever talk about our own shit.
Change comes slowly, you know? I think our goal is going to be to make things that we're proud of. And we're creating a circle that is going to keep the work we make in check and is going to make sure that we're proud of the work that we do in every sense of the word, I guess.
Yep.
You know, and to touch on something Chris said about, you know, one day we're going to be part of the machine. We're aware of that. Like, we're students of film, you know, like, we know the deal. If we want the success that we know we want, we know that we're going to have to give up this freedom of being allowed to say whatever the fuck you want. Without any repercussions, you know?
It's gonna happen to everybody. Unless the kids after us somehow find a way.
Exactly.
To skirt that.
Or unless the fucking landscape changes where you're not, you know, where you're not punished for keeping it real, dude. Like, the things we're saying now might not reach the people's ears, you know, within the next whatever time. But it's gonna be up here forever, you know? Unless the internet crashes or something. I don't know. Who the fuck knows? We got murder bees right now, so really anything can happen.
Yeah,
but let's just say the world stays the way it is now. This thing's going to be up for a long time. One day, me and Chris are going to get some, you know, success, notoriety, whatever. And these videos will eventually come up to the surface. And someone's going to be like, yo, these people are saying this shit years ago, you know? Like, why didn't we listen? Shout out to Black AF, like you said, but we were saying the same shit there a year before it came out, you know? And unfortunately, me and Chris don't have the status that Kenya does, so our shit's not gonna be heard for a while, but right. We've been saying it, and I'm just going to say this for me, that I hope I can keep kind of this spirit with me for as long as I can, you know, like this passion to just keep it real and be unfiltered and say what I think needs to be said. But the truth is, one day might come where I can't anymore because of whatever high profile thing I'm attached to or whatever the fuck, you know. All I'm saying is that I'm aware that there might be a day where I might look, it might look like we sold out or something, you know?
Yeah, at least we're just not going to be able to, like, blast it out like this anymore. And respectfully so, because, you know, that's just, then it becomes a thing of, like, you got to keep that, again, keep it within the circle and then spread it out, spread the love. Like, we're still going to be upfront, but it's just to the level of brashness. I don't know, like, to me, there's something about capturing how free and, like, stupid you can be when you're 20, or at least just exciting, you know. It's funny to me like making stupid accusations on a YouTube video just for the mere sake of entertainment
and then getting a reaction from it, and, you know, riding that wave. It's stupid.
It's hilarious, especially when we're nobodies
and we're literally stuck at home in quarantine. What the fuck else are we gonna do, you know? But there's gonna come a day where these kitties gotta grow up and start signing NDAs and making these big ass deals.
Yeah.
And we can't talk shit about shitty directors in public anymore.
So just enjoy us while you have us. Yeah. At least in this format.
So we're gonna try to do this as long as we can. And I hope this kind of helps clear up a little bit of why we're so brash. Why we're so in your face. It's because we can. And because no one else is doing it. So why not us?
But right? Even so, like, this next season, What are you excited for? Because, I mean, it's all, we have a rough idea, and it's, I mean, I think it's okay to say this one's going to be a lot more of a focus on just the state of Hollywood. It's going to be a more film-centered season, I believe. I feel like that's just kind of where our lives are headed at the moment.
Yeah, it's funny because season 3 is going to happen, but who knows when, you know? Because I think we made a decision that we want to do season 3 when there's like a major thing in our lives that has happened, you know? Mm-hmm. Like some big change has to happen. So that change could come this year, next year, who knows?
Yeah. Cuz also, to me, a big part of the appeal of the show is, like, you're watching us for the most part grow up, and, you know, to see our career progress, just our lives progress, I think is just part of kind of the whole experience.
So as our,
it's kind of like a vlog almost, you know.
It's like watching us grow. I think as long as we continue to grow, you're gonna continue to grow with us, I think, right? And so
that's right.
Whether it's an official season or a one-off episode here and there, when there's big moments in our lives, you will hear about it. And I hope that whether you like us or hate us, I hope you come along for the ride, because I think we're going to see some cool shit and we're going to say some funny things, and I don't know, man. We're pretty likable, I think.
We are.
If you don't think so, leave a comment down below about your top 3 things that you don't like about me and top 2 things that you don't like about Chris.
Yeah, you don't wanna hurt your brain thinking about all the words you have to pick out for me.
Yeah,
2, 2, 2. Thank you, everybody.
2 for him, 3 for me. If you do like us, leave some nice comments as well.
And thank you for a successful season. It's been a reward. Honestly, almost killed me at the end, but we fucking made it.
Yeah,
and
man. It's been cool to see, like, you know, being recognized at backyard shows and stuff, and being kind of like, I don't know. It's been a season
of people still want to be on the show, which is nice.
It's been a season of feeling legit, you know? It's just like, yeah, dude, this is no longer, even though it still is a podcast that we do in Chris's room, it's no longer just a podcast we do in Chris's room, right? You know? The Us Podcast is like a thing now. And I hope it is a thing forever, for as long as we can keep it one, so.
It's just for Sella.
It's for you. Fucking be thankful, assholes! Bitches!
everything I touch becomes
this
a wrecking
ball. Fucking guy.
This is the
end.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Chris. Chris, thanks for listening to another fucking awesome episode of the Us Podcast.
Level 2.
If you want to follow me on Instagram, you can follow at the Chris Carmona.
You can follow me at @AngelEyeSalinas_.
Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at Us Podcast and check out our YouTube channels because we really need that support from y'all right now.
Listen to us on Spotify, listen to us on Apple Music, listen to us on Stitcher, literally anywhere you can get your podcasts.
You literally have no fucking excuse not to listen to us, bitch.
Whoa!
I'm back, baby! Just kidding. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Bye.
Oh, thanks, y'all.
Holy shit. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.